Welcome to the number one podcast out of Leander, Texas. We're live in Bassam Studios. This is the Whiskey and Whiskers podcast. We're your host, Chris.
Gator.
And Blake. What's up, fellas?
Can't fucking see.
Why? It's all smoky and stuff?
Yeah, my eyes are sensitive. So, I was at work yesterday or something. Yeah, yesterday. Long fucking day. I didn't really have time for lunch or anything. So I found this bag of spicy Cheetos. I was like, fuck yeah.
That'll hold you over.
Spicy Cheetos are good.
Although, that might be a mistake because if you just eat spicy Cheetos and that's all you've had today, it's going to suck later.
Well, first of all, in a open space work area where I'm surrounded like by people and stuff, they're kind of loud as fuck. So it's not usually the greatest choice. Also, they're messy as fuck. You get the Cheeto juice everywhere.
But they're good as fuck.
They are delicious. But it's some greasy shit, you know?
You swipe it on your socks and you're good.
Yeah. I was wearing shorts, though. I had the short socks on.
Oh, just stick it in your shoes and wipe it on that part of your side.
I just stuck my hand in my pants, wiped it on my underwear.
What if you don't wear underwear?
Well, I would have been spicy.
Then you have Cheeto butt.
Cheeto balls.
So I'm like both hands deep. I got shit all over both my hands. So at this point, I'm just like trying to pour the bag into my mouth, you know, directly instead of getting more shit on my hands because it's already fucking hot mess. And I wear contacts and one of my contacts was like, hey, dude, how about fuck you? I'm going to pop out now. And so I had my contact hanging out of my eye and I couldn't touch my face because I had Cheeto hands.
Oh, no.
And it was spicy Cheeto hands.
Yeah. It's like pepper sprayed, bro.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So, anyways, that
got maced.
That contact is ruined. So,
wait, could you not recover the contact?
No.
Why?
It got mace on it, bro.
Well, you just first, like blink over the keyboard until it falls onto the keyboard.
And then what?
There's Cheeto juice everywhere, dude.
Wash your hands.
It's in the sun on the keyboard. Either way, it was trash. I chose to try and keep it on my face until I got to the sink to wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maximum possible effort. Yeah, and I lost it somewhere along the way. Then I just had to, I grabbed it with Cheeto hands, and I'm like, that's destroyed.
No. Damn.
It's ruined.
Yeah.
Cheeto hands.
And it was my last pair of contacts, so now I'm wearing glasses.
Oh, loser. Yeah. Nerd.
And my shields are down. I don't have contacts over my eyes, so the smoke hurts my eyes.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, you did have some protection.
So now you can't just sit there and butt fuck cigarettes to all of our dismay.
And like half put them out in the ashtray. And just
No, I can still do that. I'm doing it to myself. It's fine.
Sending smoke signals.
But at least you'll... I never thought of it. You had shields over your eyes. So it didn't bother you.
Yeah.
I'm like dying over here, wiping my eyes during the show and stuff.
It's just shields and hot Cheeto, you know, powder. They just don't mix.
It's funny. Shields are down. Let's see what's in the box.
Dude, it's been that kind of year, you know, where like the first time I've eaten hot spicy Cheetos in like 2 years, I'm eating them and the contact falls out. It's just like, what the fuck?
And those are two things that aren't like they're not compatible, you know?
No, those two things don't go together. I have a problem with my eyes. Good thing I have spicy Cheetos all over my fingers.
I'm trying to figure out your thing. Yeah, not compatible. Not friends.
Yeah.
You got to keep them separated.
I'm going to get... the sport got this time instead of glasses.
I think you should. I think those are underrated.
Yeah.
They're like shields, too.
Yeah, and they act as shields.
Shut up.
Still got shields.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
What are we drinking? Good. So George Dickel?
Today we're drinking George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey Barrel Select.
Nice. Don't they kind of select all the barrels?
Well, I selected.
Like, if the barrel wasn't selected, then it wouldn't be whiskey that we could drink.
I selected this bottle.
Yeah, you select all the bottles too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a select bottle, highly selectable.
You want pirate titties or beach titties?
I got almost bare boobies.
Yeah, bare naked ladies.
All the paint.
They're lady off. Boy boobies.
Cheers.
Oh no, we just ruined the shot glasses.
Oh,
charcoal mellowed and double distilled. Interesting. So I read an article about an altercation that happened in Bangkok.
Yes, one has.
Which,
in Bangkok, right? You have altercations?
Where is Bangkok?
I think it's in like...
Asia.
Luxembourg?
Yeah, Asia.
Asia. Okay.
Going with Asia.
Yeah.
That's probably right.
It sounds like the right country.
But what city in Asia?
No, the city is Bangkok.
Oh, okay. It's not just like a district? What's the difference between a district and a city?
What's the difference between a country and a continent?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, especially Asia. Because that's like all confusing.
Or in Europe. Dude, in Europe, they straight up don't know what the fuck.
What's weird about Europe, too, is they're all just like the size of states, but there's like totally different people who live there and they speak different languages.
And he's like, I'm from Great Britain, from England, not from fucking.
And it's like driving to like Dallas and you're like, no,
the
other one?
The UK, though. I'm not, or I'm from the UK.
Dude, but
I'm
that's not what from I'm saying. At some point, you're just from Europe, bro.
You're not from England?
You're from
like Europe. What?
You're European.
Okay, so back to Bangkok. We're in Bangkok now. Thailand? I think it's in Thailand.
Sounds right.
I'm guessing because there were a bunch of Thai ladyboys there.
Sure.
Which, I mean, that's their natural habitat.
It's probably close to the Filipinos.
Oh, that's so, why they're Thai ladyboys.
So there's Thai ladyboys there, and apparently there's a bunch of Filipino ladyboys there. Filipina ladyboys there.
Because I guess Filipina is pretty close to Bangkok?
I don't know where Filipina is. If I'm being honest, I don't know where Bangkok is, so...
It's probably all pretty close to Asia.
It's close. They're in the same neighborhood with Asia.
It's got to be in proximity if they're fighting proxy wars. You know?
So I guess what happened was a Thai lady boy gets jumped by a bunch of Filipina lady boys and robbed. So then the
big robbed
Thai lady boy gang fucking.
It's an army, bro.
What do you call them? Gaggle?
Army? A gaggle of lady boys?
Yeah.
Sure. I can write that down. No, like maybe a guild or like a like the
club.
What do you call it? What do they have in the a union? The Thai Ladyboy Union.
Okay, the labor union.
They're tight knit, right? Or like the police association.
So I guess they all got together and decided they were gonna oust these Filipina ladyboys. So the Filipina ladyboys hide up in a hotel. Thai ladyboys surround the hotel. Police get involved. They try to disperse. Thai lady boys are too powerful. They're not going anywhere. And then eventually it devolves into like throwing bottles and trying to light the building on fire until the Filipina lady boys come out. And then they have a lady boy fight brawl in the street. Yeah. Lady boy brawl.
Damn. That must have been like scary.
There's
got to
be a video on the internet.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be.
Look that up in your Google search
engine. Oh, God. Yeah.
Ladyboy brawl? Oh, no. It's going to suggest some things.
Dang, dude.
It's going to linger.
What if they're like the most powerful like warrior class that we have right now?
I can see that. See that.
Like they're more impressive than Navy SEALs even.
Well, you can't cancel them, obviously, right? And, yeah. And what I'm like, because, I mean, this is a group of people that has decided to target either a specific race or a specific gender class, I guess. Because they weren't attacking Thai people or Filipinos. They were attacking specifically.
Can you imagine trying to figure that out?
Yeah.
Like, what if you wanted to jump in and help one side? Like,
but you're just like,
oops.
A fucking Asian lady boy?
Yeah.
And you're like, what side am I on?
Yeah.
Damn, that's scary. What if you don't even have a side? Both of them hate you. It's like tribalism, dude. Like, to the core.
I'd imagine there's a bunch of Western or European like dudes there that are there as sex vacations that are like, holy shit, this just got crazy.
And they're loving it.
Probably so.
They'd get their asses kicked too.
Jesus Christ, man.
Which I bet they can fight.
Fuck yeah, they can, dude. They're multidimensional, dude.
Filipinos and fucking Thai, like Thailand.
They probably Thai got boxing. Danders hitting up their butts.
Bro.
Fucking Muay Thai and all that shit, dude.
You're about to get fucking...
Yeah.
Head kicked by someone in a miniskirt.
Yeah, who looks like a girl.
They probably got Derringer.
But kicks like a man.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's one of the scarier things. Because I'm going to go on a limb and say this. They look more like a woman than most other places on Earth, in my opinion. Like, you're like, oh, until they talk, you know?
Until the Adam's apple moves. And you're like, oh, shit. That's a lady boy, not a...
Yeah, and they like... Front kick you in the chin and then, dude, like elbow kick. You in the forehead, and you're like, ow, I need stitches, dude. And they're like, yeah, we have a whole like army, we'll come kill you. My point is, like, they're deceptive, you know what I mean?
Decepticons,
they'll fuck you up, but like, yeah, at first glance,
and
like,
they roll deep.
Apparently,
that was like over 100.
That's what's really scary about it. I didn't know there was 100 of those motherfuckers out there in the world, period, but apparently, there's enough to amass it
just
an
right
army,
there
dude.
In that little spot in Asia.
I want to know what the beef is, though.
Or it's turf war. It's got
to
be a turf
war. Is it over, like, the European men going there to have sex vacations?
Supposedly, it's because a Thai lady boy got jumped by a bunch of Filipino ladyboys.
But why?
And robbed.
Oh, but why? Oh, so that sounds like a hate crime.
Yeah, but I can't decide what, like, are they racist or are they transphobes? But they can't be transphobes because...
Maybe they're both.
They're also, but they were targeting trans people.
It sounds like
specifically.
It sounds like they're nationalists.
Oh.
But not... But freedom, not just
that. Freedom fighters.
But see, they're not just racist, though. You can't say that.
They're the true heroes of society.
Because they're not attacking Filipinos, like a Filipino dude, or even a Filipino trans dude. No, they don't care. But specifically, a Filipino boy that looks like a girl? Yeah, they're going to fuck them up.
Eat those ones up.
Damn.
So, I think they need to be stopped.
Yeah, you do.
But I'm not going to try it.
Okay. How are you going to stop them, dude?
We should go to Bangkok and stop them.
You satellites and shit?
No, I don't think that's my, I don't think that's my place. I don't think that's my, my fight, you know?
You'd lose, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary shit, bro.
It's just one of me.
Damn, because you could walk in anywhere and be like, oh, and then you wouldn't even know, you know, and then you're just getting your ass kicked, dude.
At best, you're going to leave with no money.
Yeah, and your no cell phone. They're going to steal all your shit.
That would be a pretty unfortunate situation also.
If they stole your cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you explain that one, dude?
What are you going to do? You're fucked.
The police would be confused because you'd be like, I got beat up by a bunch of women and they took my shit.
And they would be speaking other languages.
And they're like, are you sure they weren't
lady boys? And then they beat you up and like take your other shit?
Yeah.
I was going to say it. I don't speak.
I don't think I ever want to go there, dude.
That's what I'm saying. This just isn't my scene, you know?
That just sounds like dangerous. It's like going to the Congo or something.
And yet there's people that are like, I want to go here. Like, I want to go here. They get on an airplane. They make plans. Book hotel rooms and stuff.
And like pay for it.
And go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They deserve what they get.
That's okay. Fun. Cartels versus...
Ladyboy?
Yeah.
Posses?
Yeah.
I mean, if you get killed by the cartel, at least that's a cool story.
The Ladyboy posses are a new thing, and it's just an uprising.
I think you have to consider the turf, though, too. You know,
it's true. You put the cartels in Bangkok, they might have a problem.
Right?
The Ladyboys are giving them a run.
Right, dude? They would have no idea, especially if they were Filipina. Yeah. Because they speak Spanish.
Yeah, they could communicate.
Yeah, well.
That's not the same thing.
What?
No. What?
Portugal?
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Filipino?
But never mind.
It's in Asia somewhere.
I don't think Colombians speak Portuguese, but the Brazilians do.
And there's Brazilians of them.
Brazilians of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They like steak too, apparently, because they have a lot of steak houses. But they call them like rancheros or rancherita queiros or something like that.
Rancherita queiros.
Yeah. It's some weird Brazilian shit, dude.
Carniceria.
They speak Portuguese.
Like, so it's Spanish with clicks and pops in it?
Dude, I don't know, man. I still don't understand what Portuguese is. You could play it for me and I'd be like, no.
It's probably close. Sounds Asian. It's probably close to Portugal.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know where that is either.
That's in Europe, like, right?
That's what they say. But it's weird, dude. Because there's all, I don't know.
Wait, people in Portugal speak Portuguese?
I think so.
Probably.
No way.
I thought they spoke Spanish. But.
I thought Portugal was like, I thought Portugal was in Europe. Where is Portugal?
I don't know.
It sounds like it's like a South American country. That's my...
But I think it's close to like Asia.
It's a good bet.
It's a good place for it.
Or Tibet. Where the fuck is Tibet? Is that Europe or is that Asia?
I don't think it's real like Taiwan. You can't recognize it.
It moves.
It's one of those things. You know what I mean? Target. Somewhere in China. That's a place, right? In Asia.
I think China and Asia are like
the same
thing. Ubiquitous.
It's like Russia and USSR.
There's like China and then Big China.
Yeah.
Asia's wild, dude.
And then there's like Bangkok, China.
Although I think Russia's also in Asia.
I think so too. Which is wild.
Bro, how do they fucking do that? How do they
fit Russia and Asia together?
I think that's why it's so big. It's because Russia's fucking like huge.
And Mongolia is in between them. They're like half Russian, half Asian.
Yeah, what do you even do in Russia?
And Mongolia. They're trapped.
Whenever I see Russia, it's just like fucking depressing apartment buildings and people like getting super drunk.
And like dudes with machetes in the street.
Yeah. And everybody's freaking out.
You drink potato vodka and wrestle bears.
Yeah.
Seems like that's the thing to do.
What do they eat? Potatoes?
You can't grow potatoes.
I don't think they have meat there, dude. Like, right?
They eat snow and vodka.
I've never seen a fat Russian. That's all I'm saying.
Pretty sure they eat vodka and cigars, dude.
Yeah. And like snow or something.
Coal, maybe?
Yeah. Fucking shoe leather.
Probably cocaine somehow.
It doesn't seem like there's a lot of Russian restaurants.
I don't hear about people going there either, like for vacation.
Would you eat at a Russian restaurant? What is a Russian restaurant?
Dude, I've never heard of a Russian restaurant or Russian restaurant.
Because they don't have good food. They just eat snow and vodka.
Oh, yeah. They don't have much of any food, right? Isn't that the problem?
I don't know. Is that a problem?
I think in places where it's a frozen tundra, yeah.
Makes sense. I don't think most of Russia is inhabitable.
You can ice fish.
Oh, yeah. They could ice fish.
They're probably like pescatarians, but not by choice.
Yeah, and Russian fish doesn't sound good.
No.
You know that. Why not? They just have catfish.
Dude. Radioactive.
Dude.
I think catfish and bass live like everywhere in the world.
You know the...
You just eat them.
You know the apartment, like the rundown apartment with the street, with the guy and the axe that's getting out of his car in Russia? Yeah. And then there's like a playground where all the playground equipment is broken and then like a little pond. What kind of fish do you get out of that pond?
Catfish, bro.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, catfish.
That's what they're eating.
Radioactive fish, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're Russian catfish. So they're fucking radioactive for sure.
You ever see the three-eyed fish on The Simpsons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, but in real life, it's a catfish and it has three eyes.
That's what Russians eat.
But like sometimes they do. Otherwise, they just don't. They eat like playing cards and like cell phones and stuff. Right? Dude, what do you, I think of Russia, I think of snow, trees, and like
tracksuits.
Drunk, shaven head people who are white.
Why do they shave their head? It's cold.
Right? And that's they're all skinny weird. And shit. And they're like, fuck.
It's because everything's radioactive. We're in Russia.
They just party for like no reason. There's like nothing to celebrate. And they're like, we're fucking wasted.
The stupid nuclear reactor blew up and fucking it's all fucked.
Oh, that was Ukraine.
And what does Putin do? Just like walk around in like a cold fucking shitty ass country all the time in a suit? And
he's
just
Ukraine was part of Russia.
Yeah.
Until like not long ago, and it's about to be part of Russia again.
Yeah. It'll actually be cool again. I'll probably go on vacation to Russia after they get Ukraine back.
Yeah.
Do they have Ukrainian food? Like what the fuck is that? What do they eat? Beans and shit? Like
they're currently involved in a war, so probably not a lot of people are gonna travel there right now.
Yeah, they have a lot of wheat over there, right? That was the whole thing. We're not going to be able to eat bread anymore because Ukraine got into a...
The basketball player went over there and almost didn't come back.
The bread basketball player did, though.
What?
Wheat. He's saying they grow wheat, which I don't think that's a thing.
That was the thing when they started the war. They're like, wheat prices.
Bro, you know what grows in snow?
Wheat futures. Like ice and stuff? Ice crystals?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Yeah, but that basketball person came back. But that was Russia.
But barely.
It's a basketball person. as a concept, it's the basketball person.
Yeah, well, it's a person who plays basketball. Because
you couldn't remember their name.
Yeah, or what they are, or who they do, or what they can't play for and stuff.
I mean, it's hard.
What team they're on.
That's still the correct pronouns, right?
I think he's legit.
Yeah, I'm good.
He's in the clear. Clear!
Yeah, nothing.
I'll allow it.
Nothing offensive about that.
Pass the check.
You know, I think the world is going to become a much better place now that Lil Jon has released his guided meditation album.
Oh, it's guided. Can you download it? Is it on Spotify?
Is that like something you try to sleep to?
No, I think it's like David Goggins, but Lil Jon.
So this isn't meditation.
Like, less go outside and run and more like go inside and bang hookers or something.
But isn't that just like Lil Jon music?
Yeah.
But now you kind of the same thing? Now it's like a meditation thing.
Yeah.
So you can make it like...
I still don't get it.
He's going to be like, take a deep breath in. Now breathe out the... Yeah! You know?
That's what I mean. Meditation is supposed to be like the fucking... Ooh.
Yeah, and he's going to be like talking to you and fucking like rapping and shit. What?
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 Okay.
Yeah.
That would be difficult to meditate to. But then if you... See, I haven't thought of it in the light of like just inspirational.
Yeah.
You know, if you're trying to get your ass up off the couch, and Lil Jon's like, get up off the couch. Like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might work. I don't know. You're selling it.
Dude, I'm down.
I thought it was a wild fucking concept, and now I'm like, it could work.
So one of the best things that's happened in my life in the last number of years, there was a guided meditation that made it out into, social media, whatever. And it was like, basically breathe in. Like good shit, breathe out all the bullshit. And like anytime somebody asks you to do shit that you don't want to do, just breathe out shit.
But don't say it, right?
You know what I mean? And I was like, this is great.
Did you fall asleep?
No, but it motivated me.
Is that motivation?
Oh, yeah.
Or is that the opposite?
Dude, sometimes it's hard to be like, fuck that shit. Do it anyway.
Fuck that shit. I like it.
Do you remember the Jim Carrey movie? I think it was called like Yes Man or something.
The Mask?
Liar Liar?
No. I think it was called like Yes Man or something, where like he had to say yes to everything.
Oh, Dumb and Dumber.
No.
I haven't seen that. I don't know this.
The Truman Show.
No.
The Number 23.
No.
I hated that movie. That movie was terrible. Not a good Jim Carrey movie.
You're like, dude, throw a pie or something. What the fuck?
Ace Ventura.
But he was one of those guys that said no to everything. They're like, you want to go grab a beer or not?
Oh, was it one of those and like then, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind movies where it's Jim Carrey trying to be like,
and then he like
dramatic?
Yeah.
Flipped smart. And started saying yes to a couple things, and it dramatically changed his life for the better. So he started saying yes to everything, and it like worked for a little bit, and then like really fucked up.
Yeah, because he was like, I've never been in a car before. I'm going to get in a car now. And then the car wrecked, and he died in the end of the movie. He said yes to riding in the car.
Same concept. Different movie.
They're like, you got to live a little, dude. Try Trank for the first time. You're like, all right.
Dude, can you imagine? Okay. Jim, yeah. Dude, yeah.
What?
Dude, so would the Little John meditation be cool? Like, Tranked out, bro?
Probably. Might be the target audience.
It might be that everything's cool when you're tranked out.
Maybe that's how you save the Trank people, is you like give them Little John meditations.
Motivation.
If it
meditation motivation.
Yeah.
If it is so good that you will let your skin rot off.
Necrosis.
That shit's gotta be fucking good, bro.
What's some necrosis, man? I say as I sit here smoking lung cancer and emphysema.
Yeah, but you can't see that.
Can you see? Oh, yeah, you can see necrosis.
Yeah.
You can see lung cancer and emphysema once you have to get like a trach.
A trank?
Trach. Like the little hole in your neck.
Oh.
You put your finger in or you smoke your cigarette out of later.
Yeah. Dude, that's cool. So it's just.
That's commitment, you know?
Dude, like what if you played saxophone? You could be like. No.
I don't know.
Well, like David Goggins has to pull fluid out of his knee before he runs, you know, but he's committed. He's going to like overpower this.
Does he really?
Yeah.
What's he pull it out with? Like a fluid remover?
Yeah.
Long after my lungs.
He's got a drain plug on it.
I will still record podcasts.
But he's like, dude, I'm fucking doing this. I don't care if my body's failing. I'm doing this. And, you know, I can appreciate that kind of commitment in a smoker.
That's how I feel about podcasting.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. I don't know if I should do this anymore. Shut up, nerd.
Shut up, nerd. What else are you going to do?
Exactly.
We go to...
Speaking of, let's take a shot.
Okay.
I need a shot after that. Wah, wah, wah.
All the noises.
So, should we bring back Strongest of the Fittest hierarchy in government? Or
what?
Survival?
Strongest of the Fittest.
Like, survival of the fittest.
Yeah, bro. I love Strongest of the Fittest.
Like, basically,
it's a great show.
Whoever is the fastest fucking draw gets to be the boss.
Oh.
I say this because there's a senator that's proposing bringing back dueling to determine the winner of the Senate in his respective state.
I thought he was dueling banjos he wanted to bring back.
No, I think he actually wants to shoot motherfuckers.
Damn.
Which is not wrong.
But, like, actual duel
especially
style?
Especially politicians, like...
Right.
You know?
That's who has traditionally done that, right?
I mean, let's cage fight for president, you know?
How many people who were like president were like, they dueled like 20 people and then died when they dueled?
I think like most of the first ones, right?
Yeah. They all dueled motherfuckers.
Yeah.
It's because they were fucking, like they were the big dick. You know what I mean? They were the baddest motherfucker. They were Debo. Like they were the ones, that's how they became the leaders of.
This is my country now.
Yeah, and then they were like, you know what? Fuck you guys. We're going to fight all of you.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I run the shit now. And then someone's like, fuck you, I run the shit now. And they're like, all right, let's fight about it.
Yeah, dude, George Washington was like a fucking murderer, dude. Like, killing people, dude. You know what I mean? Do you know any guys he, like, murked? Play with his hands, bro. He's like, I'm fucking George Washington, dude.
Dude, they show him fucking on the boat crossing the Delaware.
Yeah.
Dude, he's going over there to murder motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's what he's doing.
He's going to fucking cut heads off, dude. And he's going to be like, no, we're doing this.
And they're like, I don't know. Is this a good idea? Like, isn't this kind of like morally against the rules of war? And he's like, dude, quit being a pussy.
Yeah.
We're going to go kill these Brits.
Wasn't it Christmas morning?
he didn't give a fuck.
Like some random shit. Dude, yeah, he's so awesome. Dude, he would have been such a cool bro if he had like Instagram back then and he could like talk about shit. You know what I mean? He'd be one of those like cool bros on the TV and shit. Like, dude, George is on.
I think he had a lot of slaves.
Wow, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
No,
he was resourceful.
He didn't have any slaves.
He was resourceful.
That's Thomas Jefferson you're thinking of. And Ben Franklin.
No, none of the founding fathers had slaves.
That's right. But they did duel. And I like this guy who's trying to bring the dueling back. Wait,
it's bad too. We can't talk about them having slaves or not having
slaves. It's because you said slaves. Now it's bad.
It's fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to crawfish here, and I don't know that denying slavery is the way to go.
Yeah, dude. That's, yeah. Oh, bro.
He did have wooden teeth.
What if that was a thing? So
you just have to be like, oh, I don't
slavery
remember.
Slavery denial.
He did have wooden teeth.
Yeah, see, that's cool.
Yeah. And something about a cherry tree.
And they're made out of, like, mercury and horse
teeth. Yeah, dude.
Shane Gillis has a whole bit about it. It's fucking hilarious.
Dude, yeah, that is so
he's
funny.
He's got horse teeth. He's swinging a sword around.
Dude, it's just funny. Crazy as fuck. Because he was talking about how, like, you know, everything's all, look how great this guy is. And at the end, they're like, here's his fucking teeth. Like, these gnarly things. It's like, oh, my God. You saved this fucking dude's teeth? You know how probably ashamed he was of his teeth in the first place?
Yeah, if you notice all the pictures or portraits of him, all the pictures that the paparazzi took of him, he won't smile because he's trying to cover up his teeth. He's self-conscious.
Yeah.
Poor George. See, he's human. He's human, like, just like the rest of us.
He also wore the tall boots, didn't he?
No, I think he was a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he was a big motherfucker. They still have his bones.
They still wore the tall boots back then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you have to when you're a leader, right? Yeah, I think George Washington was a big motherfucker.
Do you think he was cool or do you think he was kind of not cool?
I think
what if we hung out with him today? You know how weird that'd be? Don't you guys ever want to go back in time and like go meet somebody in real life, actually? And you're like, whoa.
Who do you want to go meet?
Like Adolf Hitler.
Oh.
No, I don't know, dude. George Washington, Ben Franklin.
I think Ben Franklin would be wild. But I bet there would be such a disconnect.
Oh, dude. It'd
be like you wouldn't even be able to understand their speech.
Yeah. What would you do? Would you just fight him? You're like, fuck you, punch him in the face. You're not going to kick this dude's ass. Because then you can bounce after you're done and go back to the future. Because it's just like a thing, dude. You know what I mean?
Rules don't apply.
Yeah. You think you'd drink with him?
You never wanted to meet like Marilyn Monroe?
Well.
She doesn't want to meet me. That's the problem with that one.
You'd be like, I'm from the future. And she's like, it's not enough. Like, it doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
You're still a loser. And you're like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
But I'm from the future.
I know things.
Well, I'm Marilyn Monroe, and I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's not hot. Get out of here.
Cave people? See, I'd want to go way back.
Dude, cave people would be cool to hang out with, because you wouldn't have to talk to them at all, but they'd like give you meat and stuff.
They'd probably have to fight them.
You think so? What if you're like, no, bro, don't punch me? You think they'd stop?
It was a social experiment. They're like, all right, we're going to eat you now.
Damn, dude. Yeah, you'd be so fucked.
Yeah, that.
If somebody just like dropped you in the middle of some place where there was like
cave people,
yeah, they'd eat you for sure. They'd be like, what the fuck is that thing? We're going to eat that. You know what I mean? That's what they do in like real life places like that now, like Texas. There's still Comanches out there, bro.
Maybe they'd worship you for like a minute, but then they'd eat you to like gain your power or something. No, that would be more Indian thing, wouldn't it?
Would it? I think they just eat you because they're hungry or something.
Yeah, I don't know that cave people were that religious. But
I think a lot of primitive cultures would.
Like, most of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet you taste good, too.
Oh, dude, and I'd be fat as fuck if you go back that far. You go back to, like, the 1800s, like, there's nobody fatter than me. You know what I mean? Like, there's just not.
Them motherfuckers is hungry.
They're like, dude, we could eat that guy right there.
Damn, dude. Could you imagine? I'm like, no, don't eat him. Fuck you guys. What if we, like, took him to HEB? All the cave people were like, dude, fucking go get some sushi. Fucking
see,
bowls.
I don't know. Because like if you were to bring some starving person that lives in a third world country right now to the grocery store, I'm sure they could find something that they liked, but they probably wouldn't like most of what you tried to give them. If you're like, bro, check out fucking zebra cakes. Have you ever tried a zebra cake? It's going to blow your mind. They're going to be like, nah.
Bro, Fruity Pebbles. Like put milk on it.
They just wouldn't like. They'd be like, no, this isn't even good. Yeah. This is gross. It's not even food.
What would you give them? There was like real food. Like some bread? Raw some white bread?
Raw brisket?
Raw brisket. Dude, what if there is, you know, there's the people who eat like raw food. What if they ate raw brisket now?
Dude, there's a guy that eats raw chicken on Instagram.
It's
right
gross,
now.
Dude. That's disgusting. Brisket, though, would be hard to chew. That's my point.
Dude, I would puke.
If you ate raw brisket?
No, raw chicken.
Oh.
I could eat raw brisket.
Dude, like raw chicken. Not like undercooked chicken.
No, he eats raw. Like fucking pulls out the package and like chews it.
He's gonna die.
That's what everyone says.
It's so gross, dude. I don't like cooked chicken, bro. Like, that's just nasty, bro.
He's like, day 65 and I'm still not sick.
It's not even a real material when it's raw. It, like, disintegrates in your hand and you're like, God,
it's gross. Like a weird mix between like meat and fish.
Yeah. And it's got that tendon sinew shit in the middle of it.
I'm like, why is chicken not meat? Why is it fit like fish? You know what I mean? Like, it's not beef. It's not pork.
Even wild game isn't like that. Like dove and ducks are not like that at all. They're not that weird fucking meat shit. Chicken. It's like fucking like petroleum jelly in the shape of meat. You know what I mean? Like the texture of it, you like push it and it's like, you're like, fuck, dude, that's nasty.
What is it? Like it's squishy, but it's solid.
Yeah.
It's like non-Newtonian liquid.
Yeah. Right? Dude, chicken's like breaking the physics barriers.
Because you can pour chicken.
Yeah.
You can. Tell me you can't pour chicken. Like you get a bowl full of chicken and you season it up and then you pour it out into something else. Yeah.
Chicken weird.
It's all squishy. Bro. Fucking gross. Chicken meat has a sound. You know what chicken meat sounds like.
Okay, and I like chicken.
Chicken wings are pretty good.
That's about all. Because it's not fucking that weird fucking petroleum jelly meat. It's like fish meat.
I like zebra cakes too.
So would you eat raw chicken?
No.
What if it was cold?
No.
Like still frozen a little bit in the center, no. So it's kind of hard? Fuck.
No.
I'd eat raw steak.
I've had like raw ground beef.
Hell yeah.
I've had beef tartare before.
Ground beef.
Would you eat raw pork?
I have.
That's kind of gnarly too.
Yeah, but you did on accident.
I also like my bacon.
Squiggly?
Squiggly.
But you don't like your chicken squiggly, huh?
No. Cook the shit out of that stuff. Now, if you take a chicken and wrap bacon around it.
I wonder why we're so against it. What if
chicken?
Yeah. What if it came out that it was all a lie? Like people have been lying to us.
Chicken about meat?
About the hazards of eating raw chicken. I think that's what this guy's trying to prove.
No, I think there's probably a lot to that. There was probably a long period of time in which humanity existed where we lived on raw meat and we fed the same way that the carnivores in the wild feed now.
Which is like feathers and stuff?
Dude, we're just fucking gnarly beasts. You know what I mean?
Cave people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was a long time. Like I think we existed well before we discovered fire.
Or Russians. I think Russians eat their chicken frozen and with feathers and stuff.
Like, I think we existed well before we had discovered fire. Like, we had to discover fire.
Yeah, I think you're right.
We weren't just like...
I think we were like monkeys, though, so it didn't matter.
Bro, I know grown men that can't start a fire, and we have fucking lighters and shit these days. Like, it's not the same. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not. There'd be such a huge disconnect between us and those people.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be cool to see them.
Oh, it'd be
like
so
the
cool.
Missing. I'm talking like missing link cave people, not like humans that are just primitive. But like, bro, you're still part monkey, you know?
Damn, but so, he can like talk to you.
If I
need mac and cheese and stuff,
mac and cheese. You're like teaching out mac and cheese.
You're like I brought it from the future, dude.
If I separate myself from like spirituality or religion or any kind of belief system like that, and think about like just on a pure science level, dude, I honestly think that humanity probably existed. Well before we think it did, and I honestly think that it probably existed on another planet before it existed here.
You think people, like as we understand them, not
yep,
not missing link.
I think we're the aliens on this planet, honestly. But
people,
yeah,
came from another planet. So
what planet?
I don't know.
Mars?
I don't know. I think there's been civilizations.
It's probably in Asia.
I think there's been civilizations that have peaked maybe close to the level that we're at now. In history, and it got completely 100,000% demolished.
That's the whole.
And then we started over back from not having shit, not knowing shit.
That's the whole Graham Hancock argument about like he thinks that there's been multiple cultures that have gotten to way more advanced, at least, than we give them credit for.
Right.
And then there's been multiple mass extinction events that have wiped it all out.
Yep. Yeah, so I think that, but maybe even on another level to where, like, we crash-landed here because of a mass extinction event somewhere else and, like, started over.
That would be wild because that opens up the Pandora's box of we could find alien life forms and they could be people.
Yeah.
So, and check this out. We're the only example that we can use for intelligent life. The only one, right? And you can even take it further and be like, all right, look, the only time life can happen is like carbon based in the presence of water in this like temperature zone.
Right.
You know? So if that was the case, which is 100% of the time, that's how it's happened. If that's the case, which other life forms could have evolved on this planet, right? In a different way. And we could have coexisted with them, but they didn't. So it might be like with that frame of thought, it might be safe to assume that that's the only way that life could evolve. And if that's the only way that life could evolve in, you know, carbon-based, in the presence of water in this temperature zone, then couldn't we go to another planet and assume that it might evolve in a similar fashion, not exactly the same, but in a similar way there?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So you're still ending up with creatures that are, you know, what is it, quadrupedal, like four-legged and breathing oxygen and plants, and you know, it might be a creature like, it's like going to Madagascar, right? Like the reason all those animals look weird is because they kind of evolved on a separate path.
What? That's, I thought that was a Disney movie.
But they still look like fucking, or Galapagos. That's what I'm thinking of, Galapagos. No, Madagascar too.
The Galapagos Islands?
But they still look like creatures that are familiar to us, just a little different. Like lemurs instead of monkeys, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's a big ass turtle. Like that turtle may not exist anywhere else, but it looks like a fucking turtle. It's just different.
Yeah, just a little different.
So that means we could find in your like playing out your thought experiment. If we're people that came from another planet, that means we could find intelligent life, and it could potentially be a lot more like us than we think. And I've definitely heard people be like, you know, oh, you know, all the time in the movies, these aliens get portrayed as like, you know, bipedal with, you know, two legs, two arms, and a big head, just like a person. And what is there to make us think that, you know, an alien will look anything like us? It could be a completely different, like,
base. Kind of like an alien.
Yeah, it could be more different than you can possibly imagine. But with this thought progression, it could also be really similar.
Right.
Like, really similar.
Yeah.
And if there's certain markers that are like, okay, in order to evolve past fish, you have to, you know, grow legs. And in order to evolve past, you know, in order to evolve past, sentient, in order to gain self-consciousness, you have to have these parameters. And it may end up looking a lot like us. You know what I mean?
Who wants to be self-conscious, though? That's not fun. I don't like being
self-conscious. George Washington, he's self-conscious about his teeth.
Right? Like, that doesn't sound like a cool thing to have.
But he's still a winner. You know, you overcome adversity.
True. True that.
Lil Jon taught me that.
In his meditation?
Yeah.
You already listened to it? It's pretty good.
You want to take a shot?
Yeah.
We went down the rabbit hole.
That was a cool rabbit hole, though. The whole, like, Graham Hancock kind of vibe.
Yeah, what is the... It's like Tartaria or something?
Well, I know at least there's, like, actual proof for people in South America. You know what I mean? How they're, like... The first explorers who went to South America were like, oh, there's these vast cities and all these people, and it's like a metropolis. And then like 100 years later, people went down there, and there was nothing. It was all jungle. Now we have LIDAR, and they're like, oh, it turns out there's actually were huge cities here, and these explorers weren't lying about it, you know. It's just they all got diseases and died, or whatever thing happened to them, and they're done. Yeah, because
Spaniards brought disease.
Yeah, and zombies and shit. Trank.
Trank.
Damn, what if that's what was happening back then?
They gave them all trank?
Yeah, and they just tranked out, and it was fucking ruined it.
Yeah, you go back to the what used to be a booming metropolis, and it's all grown over with jungle. All that's left is one little yellow triangle sign with a black silhouette on it of a zombie, and it says trank crossing. You're like, damn, this used to be
what is
an advanced civilization.
What is the nuclear reactor that blew up?
Chernobyl. That's the one in, like,
Ukraine?
Asia.
Filipina, I thought?
Asia. Cheers.
Is that kind of like how it's just England and it's just easier?
No, I think it's like Russia.
Dude, I want to find some Russian food. That's kind of crazy.
Frogs?
I never even considered them having food, so I need to figure out what it is.
No, they couldn't have frogs. It's too cold.
Yeah, that shit ain't going to work there. They're going to have some kind of fish or like bear meat.
Oh, yeah. They could eat moose and elk and reindeer.
Bears and shit. Oh, but they're friends.
Well, the bears have to eat stuff.
I'm happy we ended up in the home of barbecue and Tex-Mex.
Yeah. It's a good place. And then when they combine the two.
Dude, I did see a tweet the other day that was like, look, I've had barbecue all over the U.S. I had barbecue in Texas. And I'm just telling you guys, like everywhere else is not doing it right. You haven't had barbecue until you go to Texas. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to tell you people.
We get better barbecue at the gas station than most people ever experience in their life.
Right, dude.
Someone's like, oh, no, that's not how we do it in South Carolina. And you're like, yeah, because you're doing it wrong.
They sauce the fuck out of it. I was super dude, I've tried like 4 or 5 times in the Carolinas to find good fucking barbecue. And they just, it's all sauce. They don't cook the sauce on. They like cook the barbecue. And then they just fucking drown it in sauce. And you're like,
bro. And if you tell them, like, dude, you're doing this wrong, and they get defensive because they're defending their own culture.
Right.
And my point is,
their pride lies in their sauce, not in their meat. And it's like, dude.
And if you gave them a piece of sliced brisket, like moist brisket.
Yeah.
And they tried that, they would be like, oh, I see. Like, this is where you're coming from. I didn't realize that you were more qualified than me.
Yeah, look. And if you, it's a tiny dip of sauce. Like, it's, you know what I mean?
If it's good brisket, you
don't need sauce. But if you're gonna do sauce, it's a tiny dip, and it's the Rudy sauce.
I do. So I like to have a slice of jalapeno with my brisket. That's pretty good.
Mm. Oh yeah, anytime you can add jalapeno.
Yeah, that stuff's always good. That's like the Tex-Mex plan kind of thing. Y'all ever had like jalapeno poppers with brisket?
Fuck yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
That shit's good too, bro.
Dude, we had some bomb ones at the rodeo last weekend.
Damn.
Smoked.
Yeah, smoked jalapeno poppers.
And see,
they had some chicken that was off the chain too.
This goes back to shit that I've, like, as a Texan, I get pissed off about ever since I was a child because I was brought up this way. It's not barbecue if you're grilling it. Like, there's a difference in grilling and barbecuing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's people out there that think that they, like, they grill some burgers and they're like, oh, come over for my barbecue. And it's like, dude, this isn't barbecue.
Yeah. This is grilling.
This is a different thing. And I'm not hating. That shit's good, but it's not barbecue.
Yeah. We used to go to barbecues in New York. When I lived up there, it was like that shit. It was just people hanging out, grilling chicken.
You grill a steak.
God damn it.
Barbecue signifies the low and slow method, like it just does.
Yeah. You smoke your meat.
You smoke it. And it doesn't have to, you know, it can be brisket or it could be like pork. Dude.
Sausage.
The mac and cheese. Fucked around with that very much.
Smoked mac and cheese?
Fuck yeah.
Do you have to like cook it first and then you smoke it?
No, you just put all the fucking shit in the fucking big metal like pan or whatever. Throw it in the smoker, dude.
Even they're like raw noodles?
Throw it in the smoker.
Like they're hard shells and they cook?
You might have to boil the noodles first.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, damn, dude.
But then you mix in a bunch of cream cheese and fucking cheddar?
Yeah, dude, see, it might boil right there.
You just fucking shredded cheese all over that shit.
Damn, jalapenos.
I've seen people do it where they do it in the quadrants where they have like the noodles over here and this kind of cheese and they put it all together. And then like after it all melts,
whoa. With jalapenos.
Yeah, get down with that.
So Costco sells one ready to go that you could just take home and throw on the smoker. And it's like 4 pounds of mac and cheese.
Damn.
I think you had that when you came over for ribs.
Which is enough for...
If we would have thought about it, well, we should have done is thrown that mac and cheese on the smoker rather than cooking it in the oven.
And mixed brisket into it.
But she had a brand new oven. That was the first thing that came out of that fucking oven.
Nice.
Mac and cheese. Mm. Is it coming like a metal thing?
It comes in a big metal, like aluminum thing. It's like 4 pounds of mac
and cheese.
What's your go-to, like, for barbecue sides? Mac and cheese?
No, that's not my go-to. So
I like potato salad.
Yeah, and bro.
I'm not even a huge potato salad person, but with barbecue, I want potato
salad. I'm kind of specific to the meats. So if it's beef, I'm with you. Potato salad and maybe some, like, charbroiled beans, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's pork, if it's, like, ribs or... pork shoulder or something like that, you know, then I want, this is kind of crazy, scalloped potatoes and ranch style beef.
What?
You don't want corn on the cob, bro?
Cheesy scalloped potatoes and ranch style beans specific. You can almost mix those together.
I can't get down with the scalloped potatoes. And I'm not hating. I can eat scalloped potatoes.
Is it just like, it's just with pork? Like
I mean,
that?
With lots of cheese, like au gratin, fucking smoke those motherfuckers.
Au gratin.
Like, I'll gratin those potatoes.
Like those rotten potatoes.
Cut those potatoes up in little slices. Throw it on the smoker with fucking cheese and butter and all that shit. Smoke it too. And then ranch style beans.
I thought you were going to say coleslaw. That's the right answer for ribs. You're getting ribs, you want coleslaw.
Yeah, I feel you, but I want it as like a topping of my fucking pulled pork sandwich.
Yeah, I can dig that.
Not necessarily as a side.
And jalapenos.
With everything.
And also, dude, there's something about the barbecue sauce and the au gratin potatoes and the fucking ranch style beans. Like, they just, It mixed the flavors all mixed perfectly together.
And jalapeno goes with everything, right?
Oh yeah, green. Yeah, get the jalapeno ranch style beans and put jalapenos on everything.
What about the Hatch chilies from New Mexico that fuck they yeah, fucking
do that
love?
Shit. Oh, do that shit too. Yeah.
Put them on a burger.
See, yeah. I'm saying fuck those people because they don't know what's up.
Why? Because they should have jalapenos instead?
Because jalapenos are better than Hatch chilies.
Nah, dude.
Just because they're not the best doesn't make them not good.
I'm not saying they're not good, but I'm saying, just like I'm not saying fucking South Carolina barbecue isn't good. Like, I can eat it, you know?
Dude, Hatch chilies are good. It's not
dude, good. I had somewhere I was like, this is garbage.
It's like, dude, you're bragging about this? This ain't shit.
I had somewhere I was like, this is garbage.
Hatch chilies are good. Y'all can't fuck around with that.
Better than jalapenos?
Well, what's special about Hatch chilies is they only come like once a year. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's why you get the limited time Hatch chili burger at Whataburger.
Yeah, that's what makes them cool.
Why?
Because they only like come out one time a year from the Hatch Valley or something in New Mexico or some shit like that. I don't know.
But why is that? Why does that make them better?
Because they're just better, dude.
Because exclusivity. Fuck.
I honestly think
exclusivity drives, dude. Like,
they have really spicy ones, dude.
The club that's hard to get into is going to have the longest line, dude.
They're just better, bro.
I don't think I've had Hatch chilies to their fullest potential. I will say that. Like, yeah, I've bought Hatch chilies, and I'm like, I should have just bought jalapenos.
I've had some Hatch chili shit that blew my fucking mind.
But
there's some good shit out
and
there.
I've also had, like, the Hatch chili burger from Whataburger. Like, you know, that's meh.
You gotta make your own.
That shit's pretty good, but I've had some bomb shit for sure with Hatch chilies.
I'm going to stand my ground on, I think jalapenos are better than Hatch chilies.
I agree. But
across the board.
But I'm year-round
getting jalapenos. But I would love to be proven wrong in one circumstance.
No, you're right. But we're spoiled, dude. We get jalapenos year-round all the time, no matter what the occasion, no matter what the
fresh,
meal.
Fresh,
like,
yeah.
People are put, dude, now you go get a bucket of chicken, and they're like, here's a fucking jalapeno, too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of spoiled with that. If you go somewhere and it's Hatch chili season and they got that shit, Cater's Point. It comes out once a year, fucking get that shit.
I will say it smells good when they do the big, when they got the crank and they're rolling it inside the cage and burning the outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit smells good.
It's delicious, man.
Yeah. I want someone to blow my mind with Hatch chilies. I want to be like, dude, I'm going to
get that shit. You can always get fucking jalapeno. When you see Hatch chili shit, get it.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen Hatch chilies. I haven't seen a situation where jalapenos wouldn't have done better. That's all I'm saying.
I think that's a hard comparison. You shouldn't do that.
Am I going to offend some people? Are we going to get canceled?
No, you're just never going to enjoy Hatch chilies.
No, I'll try. I'm open to it.
Yeah, but you're like, but jalapenos are better.
But they are.
Damn. You'll never get to enjoy the magic. You're like, yeah, but Thanksgiving's better than Christmas.
Of course.
Yeah. Because you're like, I eat chicken all the time because I love Thanksgiving so much.
What? No, you eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
You eat chicken.
No.
You're a chicken-eating motherfucker on fucking Thanksgiving.
You shut your goddamn mouth. No, you eat fucking turkey.
And you probably eat pork on Christmas.
No, I eat...
fucking pork.
Rib roast on Christmas.
Pork rib roast. Yeah, I know. You're that white meat guy.
Yeah, I'm a prime rib motherfucker on Christmas. That's what Christmas.
Are you a French onion dip guy?
Yeah,
I can. Like French, all the French dip shit?
I call it onions, man.
French onion soup?
I like it too, but I'm not a huge fan of prime rib.
What? What? Dude, pause the show, bro.
It's not.
What? How are you not a fan of prime rib, dude?
It's not my favorite.
It's the best.
I don't know.
What do you not like about it?
I like a good fucking nice thick New York strip better than I like prime rib.
What?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Just what? Yours? What?
I don't know. I've heard people say that filet... it's the best steak, and I'm like, what? You haven't? Have you tried ribeye? Like, what are you doing?
So I love ribeye. It's just maybe a little too fatty for me.
What?
That's what makes it good.
What part's fatty? Like, what do you mean? You don't like the big globs of fat?
I don't know.
You don't have to eat those.
That's so. It's the same cut of meat as the prime rib.
Yeah,
which might be why you don't like prime rib.
Yeah,
yeah. I like
just cook different.
I like my New York. I don't know why, but I like the New York strips.
Damn, that's wild, dude.
Are you a medium guy?
Medium rare, medium.
Okay.
Not a rare?
Not
can
a rare.
Can you fuck with a rare?
Eh, I can.
If you had to eat raw chicken or raw steak, which one would you eat?
Oh, raw steak, absolutely.
Okay.
I won't fuck with raw chicken.
If you had to eat peanut butter or raw chicken, which one would you eat?
Peanut butter.
Oh, that's awesome. Damn, you don't like ribeyes. That's like, if I could choose.
No. Don't fuck that up. It's not that I don't like ribeyes.
See, this is me with Hatch chilies. This is me with Hatch chilies exactly. I'm like, that's not my favorite.
I'm not saying I don't like ribeyes. My ass likes ribeyes. But if I'm going to choose a cut of steak, my might lean towards a strip of a ribeye. Most likely, I'm going to get a strip.
I've fantasized about having ribeyes every day for the rest of my life as like my only food I eat. Because I'm like, they're so good. I like ribeyes.
I had that with bacon.
Damn.
Well, I would eat ribeye every day, I think.
What? Have you ever had bacon?
Yeah.
Have you ever had ribeye? Oh, man.
Ribeyes is definitely cool.
What if you had both?
Do you ever get the thing where you're just like, holy shit, I want this particular, like, specific food right now? Like, that's what I want. Like, your brain just flips and it's in your skull and is like, this, you need this.
Yeah.
Beef ribs fucks with me a lot.
French toast.
I had French toast.
I'm serious.
I had that for steak. But, like, this week, I was like, I need to eat a steak.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe it's like an iron deficiency or something.
Damn. Like, yeah.
Every time I get something like that, I'm like, it's because there's something in that food that my brain is like, you need this.
Yeah.
Never thought about it. Like,
or it might just be that I'm fat.
I'm a gluttonous fucker, dude.
So you ate a steak? What kind of steak did you eat?
No, I haven't even eaten steak yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's still there.
You should solve that.
That's an itch I need to scratch.
Yeah. You get a ribeye tomorrow.
Should solve that.
I have ribeyes in the freezer, but I have to take them out of the freezer and let them thaw for a day, and I don't have that kind of patience.
That's hard. Yeah, yeah. Especially when you want it now.
You might as well throw them in some marinade. Let them soak some shit up.
That's true.
They're going to be thawing anyway.
Take a shot. Talk about it.
Yeah. So I'll also be the first to admit I'm not well versed in, like, I've not had a lot of like the really fancy steaks, like big tomahawk steaks and shit like that. Have y'all ever had that shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've cooked a tomahawk steak.
Yeah, I've cooked like a lot of them.
See, I never really fucked with that before.
Bone in ribeyes. It's just a ribeye. Yeah.
Have you
had dry aged steaks?
I do love beef ribs.
See, that's that shit.
And yeah, the dry age shit is fucking crazy.
Dude, I've watched videos of them like dry aging it in different ways. And there's one where they take peanut butter and they dry age it in peanut butter.
So one of my favorite things on the fucking planet, if it's done right, is just dry aged deer jerky. Like deer jerky that's just hung up.
Dude, deer jerky is such a fucking roller coaster ride. If someone offers you deer jerky, there's infinite potential.
Yeah.
And it can fucking suck. Like, I would say like a third of the time, it fucking sucks.
I'm super spoiled and always had really good deer jerky because fucking Keith made it. And that shit was bomb as fuck, dude. And it would just hang in the shed. Like, not like it would just fucking hang on the wall in the shed. You just go in the shed and like pull motherfucker off and just eat that shit. Good as fuck. Good as fuck, dude.
Was it salty or was it like
pepper?
Gator, if you're doing all this fucking primitive shit. You need to start preserving.
I'll ask him what the thing is. I'll ask him.
Okay.
I'll literally ask him if he'll do it. Cause
yeah,
it haunts my dreams, dude.
I'll try.
Do you have a shed?
Fucking badass.
I'll build a shed. Dude, a smoke shed.
Dude, he'd make these big long fucking, they're all twisted up. Just fucking hang it in the shed. And then like, you just walk in there and there's fucking deer sausage on the wall. It's fucking dope, dude.
Yeah. Meat preservation. I feel like that's a lost skill.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, I can build a fire out of nothing. I think I could build. I've done it. I think I could do it again.
So, you know? I have a buddy in Dallas that has owned and operated a couple of restaurants. And he had this restaurant that I took my wife to one time. It was one of those like you spend your paycheck at it in one night restaurants, you know. All of the food, like all of the meats, all dry aged, all like been fucking curing this pig for like 2 years in the back, like, you know what I mean. Phenomenal. Like the drink, even the cocktails, there was like garden on the bar, like an actual garden with plants growing and flowers and shit. And like, you know, the drinks were like taking, you know, cutting plants and flowers and mixing the drinks, you have like the organic, I don't know, crazy shit, dude, crazy shit. But yeah, the dry aged shit, delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
What was traditionally what they used to dry age? Lots. Fat?
I don't know.
Just like grease?
Sometimes they don't even put anything on it. They just put it in a like a cold, dry place.
In a cold, dry place.
Just open to the air.
But a lot of times like salt and peppers are usually like your go-tos, right?
Yeah, I think it's just salt, like a...
You know, garlic maybe and lemon pepper, you know, all your normal shit probably.
Fuck lemon pepper.
What's lemon pepper, dude, yeah.
You were tripping.
Lemon pepper on steak?
Cheers.
You're fucking tripping.
Save that for your chicken.
Lemon pepper goes on everything.
Ugh. I couldn't imagine lemon pepper on a steak. That's wild, dude.
Dude, fruit.
Oh. All right. Today we're drinking George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey, Barrel Select, Charcoal Mellowed and Double Distilled by George A. Dickel and Company. Holy shit, there's a lot on the back.
Yeah, don't read that shit. Fuck that shit.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah. Breathe out.
Lil Jon taught me that. I'm going to say fuck. Sweetness.
Ah, I'm going to go three.
A little bit.
A little more than usual.
I could go three.
That's fair.
Crunch, I think it's very low. 1.5.
We're getting alive.
We're going to get there. 1.5 crunch.
That's not very grainy. I would say 2, but yeah.
Bite. Yeah.
Yeah.
3.5. Yeah, that's perfect.
Then I got cheese. But it's not Cheetos. It's whiskey this time. I got whiskeys.
Yeah.
So this is a George Dickel bottle, specific to George Dickel. The pop was good. The cap is good.
Was he a dueler? What's significant about George Dickel?
I think that he made whiskey.
Yeah, I think that was his...
Dickel whiskey?
His legacy.
Probably.
But I'm sure he dueled, right? All the cool people dueled back then.
Most definitely.
Dude, we'll get back into dueling. All right. Bottle, I think it's better than average. I think I want to go... But it's not... Like, it doesn't impress me. I would have styled it different, but...
It's at least a 3.
Yeah.
I'd probably go 3.5, honestly.
That's about as high as I comfortably go.
I feel like 3.5.
It's cool.
It's unique. It's unique in
which shape. Is better. It like, it's better than average.
Yeah, but it's not like
a I honestly love the branding. It's just...
I feel like I'm shitting on it right now because I'm like, yeah, it's better than average, but it's, you know, I'm gonna, and it's like,
You're shitting on it though because you know what Dickel is and kind of know what shelf it falls on. Like, it's a familiar brand. So you probably have got some bias already about the brand.
Yeah, but this is Barrel Select and George Dickel's not a bad brand.
It's not a bad brand, but it's not a great brand.
Connecticut.
That's weird.
Why does it say Tennessee whiskey?
Because it's the style of Tennessee whiskey, It's bottled by George Dickel and Company.
I retract all of my former statements. I was wrong.
Drunkenness? How do we feel?
I remember why we don't like Dickel.
I don't feel all that crazy drunk, but yeah, it says Tullahoma, Tennessee in the front of it.
Bro, that shit last week.
Maybe the company's just out of Kentucky. What did I say? Not Kentucky.
Connecticut. That's not even close to Kentucky.
I think the company is offices out of Connecticut and probably bought George Dickel is what I would imagine.
Okay.
But I bet it's still brewed in 86 proof.
That's it.
Yeah, it seems kind of
44%.
And I think it kind of bites too hard to have almost regular proof. So as far as drunkenness goes.
Yeah. Lower marks. I'm going to give it
2.5 is the highest I could go.
Yeah, go 2. I would go less than. So while we're on this topic though, last week, that shit was high proof and I woke up the next day and I was fucking house.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Like, not a bad hangover.
Oh, no. But
drunk for a long time.
I had a terrible hangover after. So I woke up house and had to go to work.
Oof.
Oh, we were drinking this, right? Backbone Big Bash?
Yeah. That shit right there. God damn.
110 proof?
110 proof. and it was basically you and me that drank that bottle. Yeah, so I woke up fucking drunk, dude, and then had to go to work. So I got to work, and then I got hungover like midday. Threw up 3 times in the fucking office bathroom.
Oh.
Fucking sweated out some fucking meetings, like in conference, just fucking dying.
Oh.
And then fucking found an exit, canceled like 1 or 2 little connects, and then fucking drove home at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It was horrendous. It was a poor showing on my part. I'm embarrassed for my friends and family that know me. That shit rocks my world, dude.
Extra high drunkenness, huh? You want to retroactively like give it a bump in the drunkenness?
Yeah, it was 4. Solid 4, dude. That was only one bottle. Like, I don't think we got too far into another bottle after that. Like, we maybe had a few out of another one.
Did we?
Maybe. There's usually little plastic bottles of E-Dub that magically appear sometimes.
Ow.
Ooh, we might have.
Yeah, pretty sure, maybe.
It got like that, huh?
And it was just the two of us, basically. I think the wizard only had maybe 3 shots, 4 shots out of the...
Well, hold on, let's finish this one.
We
gave it a 2 in drunkenness. What do you do with this bottle? This is a, like...
Oh, like you go to a coworker's housewarming party that you don't really know that well, and you're just like, here you go, dude.
Yeah, like someone gave this to me for like a housewarming or something. So
yeah.
You can have it.
Everybody knows that's not true, though. I can't keep whiskey.
Yeah, I would still.
Even bad whiskey doesn't stick around. Dude, I've got vodka that doesn't hang out.
I'm kind of disappointed in this bottle. I thought it was going to be better than it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be higher proof.
I think
it
wasn't
a cheap bottle.
I think that's the Dickel stigma, bro.
No.
I mean, clearly it's from New York City.
Tullahoma, Tennessee.
No, Connecticut, bro.
That's where the office is on the back, if you look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, taxes are paid in Connecticut.
Bitches made it. That's like Yellowstone whiskey made in fucking South Carolina. You're just like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, it's so weird. And then there, the Texas whiskeys we had.
Are made in Canada, dude?
Yeah. Canadian Texas whiskey.
Where's Canada?
I think it's by Asia.
Yeah. It's north of Minnesota.
Oh, northern Minnesota?
Yeah, northern Minnesota.
And it's by northern Dakota.
I just imagine like a cowboy, right? Maybe like a Sam Elliott type. And he's got
his mustache.
Tom Selleck mustache. And he's riding a horse. And he's got his hat has a sweat stain. You know?
I bet it smells gross too.
And then he takes a nice smooth rip of his Banana Duo Ice Lost Mary vape. Oh yeah. Smooth.
We strayed so far from the race.
Is that the modern man?
Dude, at this point, you could smoke a Virginia Slim and be more manly than the person with the vape.
Do they still have those?
I like vapes. I don't know, man.
I like them too, and it's a tough go.
I'm the guy that's like, fuck you guys, I don't care. I'm smoking this vape. It tastes good and it doesn't offend any. Like, it's not offensive to the nose. You can smoke it inside. I smoke it all the time. Yeah, but it's the way I'm going to be now.
I don't know.
It's hilarious to me to think of the Marlboro man but smoking a Marlboro vape instead.
At some point, smoke or don't, though. I don't know. I don't understand why I vape.
Because you get that nicotine buzz without having to smoke. Smoking's gross. Let's be real.
Because you can smoke it in your car, dude. It doesn't fuck your car up, right?
Yeah. Well, also, it tastes good.
And you smoke it in the airplane, and you might not get thrown in jail.
Tastes like bananas.
Mine tastes like
Like bananas.
Mine tastes like blueberries. Except for this one. This one tastes like weed.
Must be broken.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe your card's going out or something.
They make them in all kinds of flavors now, you know?
I wonder what the next evolution of like smoking is going to be, though.
Oh, it's going to be like meth or something.
Or Zen. Zen's taking off now.
Yeah.
The like nicotine pouch packets.
The thing with smoking is everybody wants the smoke. I don't know.
Although that's what gives you away when you're trying to smoke at like a concert or on a plane or something.
But you can Zen.
That's why you Zen.
You can swallow them too.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out.
Yeah, heartburn a little bit. It's all right.
Yeah. I have to spit with those
things. You have to spit
with a Zen? Yeah, I can't swallow that, dude.
With a Zen?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Are you supposed to swallow it?
Man, I've known a number of dudes that have fallen asleep with like a big fat dick.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of them surprisingly like seemed unaffected.
They survived. Which was,
like more concerning, you know, than the negative effects of.
Yeah, but then those are the same dudes later that are like, dude, I can't eat that. It gives me heartburn. I have heartburn, like wicked heartburn all the time. It's like maybe it's because you fall asleep with a dip every night.
They're the reason they sell those big ass fucking jugs of Tums.
Probably has nothing to do.
No, I don't think so.
It's like, dude, you fall asleep with a dip in, and then you wake up and smoke a cigarette and eat jalapenos. And you're going to blame the heartburn on the Oreos? Like, dude, come on.
And drink Milwaukee's best, dude.
You get heartburn from Oreos?
Yeah, you don't get heartburn from
them? No, dude. I always drink milk.
Bro, because you always have Oreos in milk, and milk is the opposite of heartburn. That's how you fix it. It's calcium.
Yeah, it's science.
It's so good. Yeah,
it's what Tums are. It's fucking
milk.
Candy milk.
Damn. You already just...
Science, dude. You just blew your mind with science.
You guys ever ate just Tums for dinner? They're so good.
Yeah, dude, the cherry.
I've definitely eaten them for dessert. Definitely.
You remember when you were a kid and you get the wafers and that wax roll? Do you remember this?
Wafers.
It's like a candy. It came in a wax paper roll and they were little wafers.
It's called Smarties, dude.
No, it's a lot like Smarties, but they're bigger and flatter.
Sweet tarts.
No. Yeah,
they're sweet tarts. Big flat Smarties, dude.
No, these are flatter than sweet tarts. They're little chalky discs. No, it's basically Tums. That's what I was getting at. Those are Tums.
So I've heard that when you're in jail, every evening after dinner and right before bed, they pass out Tums and Tylenol to anybody who wants it. You just get in line. And everybody gets in line for Tums because it's like candy. It's like a fucking Smarties, dude.
I mean, if that's all you got.
They are pretty delicious.
If that's all you got, motherfuckers line up for it. Seen it.
At least somebody's seen it. No. And told you about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why doesn't Reese's make fucking heartburn medication?
That's what I'm saying.
It's like built in.
Reese's, but maybe Kit Kats?
Oh, dude, Reese's are so good.
I mean, it says milk chocolate, so it's got to have calcium in it.
And it probably helps.
It's got to help.
Yeah, you just eat a handful. by that, I mean like 7 to 10.
And what although I'm saying, I think chocolate and coffee are kind of.
And what I'm saying is Luden's cough drops, right? And fucking Tums are the same. Like, that's candy. Those are both candy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's facts.
So why couldn't Reese's just put fucking heartburn medication on the package?
It's got calcium in it. It's got milk chocolate.
Dude. And people would eat it and think it's healthy. They'd be like, look, I'm fucking going to take my medicine now and eat a handful of Reese's. It's
milk chocolate. I think it's the same way you can't advertise for cigarettes.
Yeah, because camels don't smoke. It doesn't make any sense.
Or play pool.
Yeah.
Dude, that was the coolest fucking camel that's ever happened, though, right? Can we agree on that?
Dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Do you remember when?
Bro? Like, damn, bro, camels are cool. Now camels are like camels are not cool.
No.
What I don't understand is how spit. Yeah. Is how they got in trouble for the camel, but like Budweiser never got in trouble for Spud McKenzie. He was a little dope ass dog that did dope ass shit all the time.
What about the frogs, dude?
The frogs?
I think those were like CGI.
Oh, but that's alcohol. You're allowed to advertise for alcohol.
With children shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, kids drink alcohol, too.
Kids love alcohol.
I mean, I know, but
I used to be one.
I got a couple of them now.
And look, I grew up to be a nice, even-keeled, well-adjusted alcoholic.
You know.
So just, it didn't affect me at all.
I know. I'm, you know, it's the character I play on the show.
Right. Yeah, I think you're just not allowed to advertise tobacco to kids. But you can totally make it banana flavored. That's fine.
Put it in a candy wrapper. Throw it on the shelves.
I love my banana flavored nicotine. That's all it is. I don't even give a fuck about the tobacco. I just want the nicotine.
Yeah. I don't think there's any tobacco in it. It's just nicotine.
Yeah, I'm not addicted to the tobacco.
Dude, at this point, I don't even think it's nicotine. I think it's the active.
Yeah.
Maybe so. No, it's the nicotine. Because I can, look, I don't prefer it, right? This is the Hatch Chili thing or it's happening all over again. I don't prefer it. But if you're on an airplane and you have to throw a Zen in, it'll curb the nicotine fiend.
Yeah, that's the placebo.
You think?
Yeah, it's because your mind is telling you. But for me, yes. For me, it's the actual act of smoking. She listed.
How do you do that on the airplane?
Whatever is in my hand, very carefully, with a vape. Now
you smoke in the lavatory, an adult,
dude. Or you do what's called zeroing it out, which you can't do with a cigarette. It's too many carcinogens.
Can you imagine trying to? You're like trying to hold it in so that you can get the cigarettes just burning.
You're all,
but you're holding your smoking.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It'd be awesome.
Problems.
They're like, sir, you can't smoke it.
But with the vape, you can do it. Like you can take a hit like this, and then you can just hold it. And if you hold it long enough, the smoke goes.
Because you're just flying an airplane.
It's just
yeah.
water vapor.
I saw it.
And you give yourself a
federal crime.
Federal crime. Cough, you're fucked. But there was still like most of that was the smoke coming off the cigarette. If you hold it in long enough, what do you call that shit when you get water in your lungs?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Yeah, you give yourself pneumonia because all the water vapor.
COVID.
You know, turns to water in your lungs.
And then you catch COVID.
So you can breathe better.
We need pneumonia vaccines.
Right?
So that we're all vaping now.
Isn't that actually bad? Like pneumonia?
I think so.
You die from it and shit.
Only if you're old.
You're old.
Or comorbidities.
More comorbidities?
Bro, I'm not die from pneumonia old yet, though.
No.
Is that how we quantify, like, fucking old? Dude, he's old.
Well, you know, when you hear about somebody old, gets pneumonia,
I'm old. I'm old, but then, like, after that, there's, like, fucking old, you know?
If someone's like, he has pneumonia, and someone else is like, oh my god, is he gonna make it? Yeah, you're fucking old,
you're fucking old as shit, dude.
What do you mean he has fucking pneumonia? Tell him to get his ass to work.
Yeah.
What, he's coughing?
That means you're 40.
Pneumonia, huh?
Well, see, a little pneumonia has never killed anybody. You'd be fine.
I don't think that's true. That's not accurate.
Yeah, didn't George Washington die from pneumonia?
They didn't know the slaves either.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
Yeah, right.
Pneumonia?
That's what I cleaned my toilet with. Pneumonia.
Now, what is that shit called? Fabuloso.
Yeah, that shit's good too. They need to make that into a vape flavor.
They need to make that Fabuloso vape, dude. Flavor.
Oh, God. I would puke, dude. That's not a good vape. Fabuloso is haunting.
Is it toilet bowl cleaner? Does it smell like lemon pepper?
No. I don't know how to say what that smells like.
Fabuloso? You don't like that smell?
No.
Is it a good smell?
Yeah, no. It's a good smell.
It's traumatic. Fuck that.
What's it smell like?
Cleaner.
Oh, so it smells clean.
Like pine salt?
Yeah.
That's not good.
But
lemon fresh?
Yeah.
No, it's not lemon fresh.
Lemon pepper fresh?
A little more chemically. A little more, you know.
It's not lemon
fresh. I season my steaks with
Fabulosa.
Fabulosa for the lemon
flavor. It's like fermented fresh, dude.
Fabuloso marinade, dude.
It's not good.
What if you marinated your beef in like bleach?
So one time somebody left.
So one time somebody left
to cut up deer in an ice chest.
Uh-huh. I've heard of these people. These fucking animals.
And then like it got left for a while. But instead of just like tossing the ice chest, like instead of the ice chest accidentally falling off the truck or something.
You know? Yeah, that's where you duct tape that bitch closed and then it falls off the truck.
Right, you know. This was civilized.
Maybe if you're a really good person,
so civilized,
then you write in a Sharpie, do not open, and then push that off. Let that fall off the truck.
So the deer fell off the truck, but the ice chest stayed.
Oh.
And then they cleaned
it. The deer slushy? And the deer fucking
hold on.
Soup?
So then they cleaned it with Fabuloso.
Mm-hmm. And man, that's ruined.
And then put the lid on it. And then next people come back like a year later.
And are like, hey, Dad, can I borrow this? And then next people threw their guts up.
Holy Jesus, dude. I'm forever changed, horrified, and Fabuloso. It's not allowed in my household.
So yeah, Fabuloso is a deer marinade. That's the trick.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
No.
Sounds scrum diddlyumptious.
Gator, you've heard of these fucking shitty people that leave like
a deer in an ice chest,
right?
Yeah. Or like deer parts in an ice chest. Yeah.
What kind of savage motherfucker? You know?
It's the same ones that leave the fish in the fucking live well.
Oh, yeah. Or the dove in their dove
vest. Or the bag. Oh, no, the fucking the jacket, the vest, yeah.
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 Bro.
Never did that before, but I know motherfuckers.
Dude, it's hard to quantify the amount of money that's going to cost you. Because at that point, you throw away the whole bucket of like dove hunting shit, and you got to start over.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you need like the bucket and the thing.
That's the thing. If you fuck up like that, like, I mean, stranger things have happened, right? If you fuck up like that, well, you got drunk, whatever. Whatever the excuse is. You fucking, you know, you throw it away. Like, just admit that you fucked up and you throw that, whatever. You're like, oh, that ice chest is touching that. Do we need to toss that too? And you're like, yeah, just to be safe, you know? Oh, we had the ice chest leaning against the fucking, you know, shotgun. Oh, that shotgun's trash. We gotta throw that shotgun away.
Smells like Fabuloso.
Oof.
Right? That's what it's called? Can you buy this stuff on the internet?
So I like the purple Fabuloso.
That's why I have Fabuloso PTSD.
Damn.
So that's
what would be the best cleaner for
also,
marinade?
Also,
pine salt?
Also, the same guy that told me about the Tums said that that's the Fabuloso is the same cleaner they use in those facilities.
And Tums?
Oh, so that guy probably has fond memories of Fabuloso, yeah. Like ingrained into. Yeah. And it's not like the sense of smell is like
so,
the most closely tied to our memory.
And the two things were a decade apart, right? So like.
Oh, so you experience this Fabuloso cooler catastrophe.
Like a decade after.
And then a decade after someone told you about the Fabuloso in the prison.
It was vice versa, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had like a decade of like not even realizing the Fabuloso existed anymore. And then it was like, bam, I'm back in spectacular fashion.
Yeah, that's traumatizing.
Shit's not allowed in my household, dude. Also, it's the slipperiest shit you've ever stepped on if you put it in a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us to the most dangerous sex position.
Obviously. No, I see the
he's in Fabuloso
thought
in the,
process.
In the shower is the most dangerous sex position.
Well, you use the Fabuloso.
What's dangerous about sex?
I actually read the article. By the way, for our audience, this was an article that came across the
group text.
Whiskey and Whiskers news desk. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And it was basically a thought piece on you know, the most dangerous sex position you could have. Like, apparently there's been extensive research by humanity as a whole.
I have a bone to pick with this research. I don't know how much I don't know.
I would
how
have
they
thought it would be the
it.
Girl that gets hurt, right? Like, it's the most dangerous sex position for the man. Like, what's the repercussions for a woman that this goes awry
for? I think both for a man and a woman, the most dangerous sex position is the one that, like, where you get choked out and die.
You know, I was going to say for a woman, it's like probably anal, but that's probably not acquired to death as much as pain.
Yeah.
So,
but you get choked out.
Way to take it to death, though. Right out of the gate.
Well, there's autoerotic asphyxiation, right? Fucking Kung Fu. What's his, name? Kung Fu?
The Kung Fu guy died. Yeah. Fucking he was hanging himself in a closet in Bangkok, of all places, where they're having training wars.
And this article has the nerve to be like, oh, look, reverse cowgirl is the most dangerous position. And it's like,
I guess
they're really? Because this one killed Kung Fu, and he was a pretty dangerous motherfucker.
So there's a couple things here, right? Like, clearly they're pulling hospital data for, like, people who have come in with, like, sex trauma.
Sex trauma. Okay.
You know, and they're like, all the broken dick situations are usually because of reverse cowgirl. And that's, I think that's how they're quantifying it. But I'm going to say that data is skewed because I think there's probably a number of people that come in with broken penises going, I'm not telling you how the fuck happened.
I slammed it in the car door. So
I fell down the stairs, dude, while I had a hard on. Close it in the refrigerator. Yeah, anything, but like I was fucking my neighbor or something, you know?
Reverse cowgirl.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah. Wait, did she wear a hat when she does that?
So my point is that I think the research is skewed.
Yeah, but that would trend and, like, there's more damage done by reverse cowgirl than is even reported.
But also, how many times is that resulting in death, which is kind of your argument? Like, if you go straight to death, like, clearly it's going to be asphyxiation.
But wouldn't that quantify as the most dangerous?
Yeah, that has to be the most dangerous.
Yeah, I was like, quantify like, dangerous.
It really only makes sense that right.
I mean, that one leads to a lot of broken dicks. And, you know, that's unfortunate.
It's not life-threatening.
Though, honestly, right? I would rather asphyxiate.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Get my dick broken.
Yeah, that's pretty traumatic.
All right, so yeah, to take my argument even further.
But I was going to also suggest, like, proximity sex is kind of a crazy thing, right? Like, in the shower seems pretty fucking dangerous.
Especially when you're using...
like, you could break... you could break your dick and fall through the shower door and die, like, all at the same time, like, because of Fabuloso on the shower floor.
Ow.
And when you're like... I'm doing reverse cowgirl in the shower with Fabuloso. Also, I'm tying my neck off to the fucking shower curtain.
Yeah, and I'm like, falling down.
Damn, bro. You're either going to have the best time of your entire life or you're going to die. Probably die.
Holy shit, what a ride, you know?
Hey, shoot for the moon, dude. You'll land amongst the stars. You know?
Yeah. Or just on the bottom of your shower.
You know, are you really afraid of dying?
Dead in your shower.
Are you really afraid of dying or are you just afraid to not live? You know?
At that point, you're definitely chasing a dragon, and fuck, dude, I don't know where you go from there.
That dragon's got way out of control, dude. That's like not even your run-of-the-mill dragon. Like, that's some kind of specialty dragon, like the one of one, you know?
Yeah, you got to go deep into the fucking dungeon for that one.
What's the one-in-one foil Pokemon card thing?
Charizard. That's Charizard.
Charizard, whatever.
Charizard dragon.
Yeah, you're chasing that motherfucker.
Yeah, he's got like the flame tail.
In the deepest dungeon.
No, he's got Hot Cheeto tail, dude.
Hot Cheeto balls.
Hot Cheetos.
I like Hot Cheeto balls.
Yeah, I guess if you want to live a little more dangerously, you throw some Hot Cheetos into this crazy sex position.
Yeah,
because you get all of your fingers. Just come up with a more dangerous sex position than reverse cowgirl. That's pretty lame.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Also, reverse cowgirl. I will not listen to someone tell me that reverse cowgirl isn't the best position.
The data was skewed. Like, they reported without doing the research.
I think they were just trying to fuck with us. They were like, hey, you know what? People really like reverse cowgirl.
What it should have said is like, what sex position is responsible for the most broken dicks? You know?
Ow, bro. I don't want to think about that anymore.
Which is still an interesting...
Broken dick.
Yeah.
Still an interesting piece.
That piece doesn't even have any bones in it.
Oh,
how does it break?
It does, quote unquote, break.
Do you just imagine, like, breaking it? That's what they're saying, bro. It's broken now, bro.
I think my dick's ruptured, dude.
It's like a flat tire, dude. It's fucked up. Your shit don't work no more. You won't be able to go down the road, you know what I'm saying?
You're going nowhere with that dude.
Your battery's dead, dude.
It don't drive straight no more.
Dude, oh my god, in the blood. Cause
I've heard there's like, porn videos with guys that have like just a right turn. You know?
You think that's from a broken dick?
It's gotta be, right?
They probably didn't wear their cast long enough.
Just years of coercion, I don't know.
Or they didn't see a doctor.
You're like $700 for a dick cast? It's not even that big. Come on.
It's highway robbery. I just broke my dick, man. Come on.
You got to think if you're doing that job, you probably don't have great insurance.
You probably don't sell a whole lot. Well, maybe you do sell a whole lot of dick casts. You know?
Yeah, that's big cast. You know, they're trying to like, they're trying to push this reverse cowgirl agenda on us.
You gotta watch out for those lobbyists,
dude. So we keep getting fucking broken dicks. Oh my and God. Once it breaks once, it's gonna keep breaking in that same spot.
Dude, it's like a glass jaw. You know? Yeah. Yeah, dude.
Oh, and the only way to straighten it out is to break it the other way, and now you're like double fucked.
What if they put like a steel rod in there or something?
Yeah, I think people do that.
Sure, that won't lead you to any more reproductive trauma.
Oh, wow. This is the worst thing we've ever talked about. Congratulations, guys. We're breaking glass ceilings and dicks.
Yeah.
Dude, don't break your dick.
Look, if I had one piece of advice for anybody listening, you know, I've walked this earth for 25 to 39 years. I don't remember.
Just those strikes.
Somewhere in there.
Just those strikes.
I would say my number one piece of advice, don't break your dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You avoid that by not doing reverse cowgirl.
Oh, fuck that then. I like to live dangerously. Never mind. I retract all my statements.
How old are you?
I don't know. 38?
How many times you broke your dick?
Zero.
That's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
Mm-hmm. Dude, don't do it. Don't break your dick. I'm just warning you. Wait, never say never.
How many times you broke your balls?
Oh, that happens all the time. I'm married, dude.
No, I mean like really broke your balls.
You're like, we have a guide. We're gonna go fishing. And she's like, yeah, but we have this fucking.
That's not what I mean.
Play that's to
not,
go to.
That's not what fucking, I mean. That's not what I mean. Your big 100-pound dog gets the zoomies and fucking jumps right square on your balls.
And bites him off with his fucking teeth.
Or you're fucking like walking along the top of a fence because you think you're a badass and can walk on a straight line.
What is this vaudeville?
And then you like fucking slip and you break your fucking balls. Like how many times have you like?
I don't walk on shit like that.
It pierces your nutsack as you fall off. And you're then you 38 hang from
years
it.
Old. There's no way you made it this far without breaking your fucking For balls.
For sure.
That's what I'm asking. And how many times over your lifetime do you think that you've broken your balls? Dude, I've sat on mine at least 4 times, like, dude. I think I'm up in double digits.
You're counting sitting on your balls too,
dude. If it's bad enough to where you think you're gonna puke, I think you should count it.
Realistically, probably only like 5 or 6.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's been extreme. That
what's the worst one? These are good questions. I'm telling you, fucking quality.
He was jacking off, hanging himself by his balls.
Yeah, I can't even. Question. Maybe like a bungee cord. Type situation.
Ooh.
Fucking snap.
Like, bro.
Like the little girl with the.
Huh?
You've not seen the little girl? She's got the exercise stretch bands and she's like got it standing on it and pushing it with her fucking hands up in the air and it slips out from her foot and goes right between her legs. She's like, fuck. Bro, that's like a iconic fucking.
I'm more talking like you're stretching it and like the other end breaks and it just whap. Nutsack.
Yeah.
That's like fall on the ground and throw
a little nut tap, dude.
Yeah.
I know I had at least one in football that was like, oh, this is why you wear a cup, you know?
No. Dude, seriously?
I had baseball. Baseball got me.
Oh.
And then fucking kids, dude.
Dogs.
Stepping.
Well, no, like.
Dogs.
What age is it? It's like 4, you know, where like they can really run fast. But also, like, their head is fucking ball height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids and dogs.
Balls.
Dogs fucking step on your balls, dude.
Yeah. With their claws.
No, you fuck.
That shit hurts, dude.
They have no, like, there's, like, such easier ways to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. But they're like, fuck that. I'm just going to go right over you and step on your balls.
I generally try to, like, I know if I call my dog to like come and sit in my lap or sit close to me or something. Like he's going to go for, you know, he's going to try to step on my balls. That's what he's doing. So you got to play defense. You got to slip the fucking stomp, you know?
So no, what happens to me is like, I'll be like laying in the bed on my side, right? Like looking at my phone, something stupid, just laying there. And the dog's like sitting next to me on the floor next to the bed. And like the whole other side of the bed is open. Dog could just like walk to over there and jump on the bed. We're cool. But dog's like, no, I'm going to jump right on top of your balls and then go to over there.
And push off with both my back feet.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So that's how it happens with dogs. They have no sense of like, they're like shortest point from point A.
Balls.
Step on your balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think you should protect your balls. That's rule number three, remember?
That is rule number three.
Yeah. Cover your balls.
Yeah,
your shields are down.
Cover your balls.
Shields are down.
Dude, if your shields are down, you're fucked. Not in a good way. Also, if you're fucked while your shields are down, I could end.
It's the most dangerous sex position?
Fuck, I'm confused now.
I can tell.
Yeah, the most dangerous sex position without a condom.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I guess. Do we want to do one more topic?
Sure, the website's up.
Or do we want to close it out? Because this would be an easy transition to balls out bowling.
Yeah, that's. Are there any nudists in the house?
No.
I don't know how I feel about it, really.
About the balls out bowling? Yeah. Like, I don't know. It could be cool, I guess.
You can't even smoke cigarettes in a bowling alley.
Like, it could be cool. I just, like.
No. I don't think there's anything cool about balls out bowling.
I just don't think the, you know, there's not a lot of chicks that go bowling.
I did see there was a rule that was like nudity is required unless it's also understood that if you're a female, you can wear bottoms. And it was like, wait, what? Why the fuck are people going to this? And then it was like, oh, this is not the place I need to. This is like Bangkok, right? I don't need to be here. These are not my people. This is not my place.
Yeah.
This is not going to be fun.
No, it's going to be a bunch of dudes with their dicks out.
And
yeah, bowling, dude.
And bowling, which is like meh at best. You could be like, hey, bro, you want to go bowling? Like, they have bowling at the titty bar, and I might be like, I guess.
I actually really like getting drunk and going bowling, like, when it's a fully closed, normal environment where, like, dudes are all there, but, like, we all have clothes on.
With their dicks away?
Yeah. Dicks away.
Cover your balls.
Shields are up.
Cover your balls. That's what these guys, someone needs to tell these guys, like, bro, rule number three.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's, like, sorority night bowling. And then, like, you just get to be the dude there.
What are you doing as a dude there, though?
Just having your dick out.
Being smart.
Oh, apparently. It's the naked bowling.
Yeah.
You're like, I work here.
No, like, I'm here for balls. Look, I'm the only balls. This is a cool situation.
I don't think that's ever happened ever a single time.
Just saying.
I think not just most of the time, but literally every time is a bunch of dudes with their dicks out bowling.
Yeah.
And... I'm just going out on a limb here. The type of people that get drawn to bowling. So not only are you dealing with dudes with their dicks out, like, as 99%, probably
they're 100%. Drunk and fat. Just get to it.
Yeah,
they're drunk
yeah.
and fat.
Yeah. And they're dudes with their dicks out.
Yeah. Or if they're chicks, they're also drunk.
Okay, maybe it'll be cool. All right, guys. Whiskey and Whiskers website is up. So whiskeywhiskerspodcast.com. If you'd like to support the show, there's links to our Patreon account starting with just $1 a month. Also, there's links to our website, no matter how you choose to listen. We're on iTunes, TV, Spotify, Google Play, Poppy, Pandora, everywhere. So you have a podcast. WhiskeyWhispersPodcast.com.
It's a fuzzy memory for you.
And there's live feeds to our social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Yeah. We'll see you next week. Peace.